A reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. I am the Lord your God, who grasped your right hand. It is I who say to you, fear not, I will help you. Fear not, O worm Jacob, O maggot Israel. I will help you, says the Lord. Your Redeemer is the Holy One of Israel. I will make of you a threshing sledge, sharp, new, and double-edged, to thresh the mountains and crush them, to make the hills like chaff. When you winnow them, the wind shall carry them off, and the storm shall scatter them. But you shall rejoice in the Lord, and glory in the Holy One of Israel. The afflicted and the needy seek water in vain. Their tongues are parched with thirst. I, the Lord, will answer them. I, the God of Israel, will not forsake them. I will open up rivers on the bare heights and fountains in the broad valleys. I will turn the desert into marshland and the dry ground into springs of water. I will plant in the desert the cedar, myrtle, and olive. I will set in the wasteland the cypress, together with the plane tree and the pine, that all may see and know, observe, and understand that the hand of the Lord has done this. The Holy One of Israel has created it. The Word of the Lord. We continue our movement into and through this season of Advent, and it is worthwhile seeing it as a movement. And our readings these days, weeks, from the prophet Isaiah give us a certain kind of continuity. We also remember this day, St. John of the Cross. But I've chosen this Isaiah text because it captures so much. We've already heard during the season of Advent a number of those marvelous Isaiah texts, more memorable perhaps than the one we have today, about rich food, fine wine, that heavenly banquet, about the lion lying down with the lamb and war no more. We also know that sometimes the prophet Isaiah can be rather harsh in calling to mind the sins of Israel. And in a way, we have a contrast in our text today, for clearly the Lord is aware of the history and the sins of his people when he refers to Jacob as a worm and Israel as a maggot. But the basic message is good news. I, the Lord your God, who grasp your right hand, I who say, fear not, I will help you. That is at the heart of it, the message of the Advent season, a deepening within us, a sense, in spite of what we find in our world, and in spite of whatever self-examination we might do, and what sin we therefore might find in ourselves, and what might need reformation, nevertheless, it is never too late, because the Lord our God is with us. And indeed, the text speaks so readily about how we should rejoice in our God, and how, although the afflicted might seek water, that indeed the Lord will respond. The Lord will open up the desert and produce springs of water, that all might see in some ways that the Lord is our God. It's as if we are challenged to ask ourselves at this moment in the Advent season, in spite of all, do I believe in the Lord? Do I trust in the Lord? What has become of my hope? Now, although this is an Advent text from Isaiah, it fits well with our memory of John of the Cross. For just as there is this movement in the Advent season and this contrast in the Isaiah text between Israel acknowledging itself as having at times betrayed, been like a worm or a maggot, So likewise, John of the Cross is one who has given us that outline of a spiritual journey, whereby there is also movement from a dark night of the senses to a dark night of the spirit, where there's a movement from desolation to consolation, where there is a continual openness to a deepening growth that never comes without pain. And that is what looms here in the Isaiah text as well, that the hope that is promised Israel has not come to them without pain and suffering along the way. They know well their history. We know well their history. We know well our own history. We know well the story of our infidelities. But we are in a season of Advent which holds out for us God's promises. And it is a time for us to rejoice in the hope given us. The response today to the psalm is, "The Lord is gracious and merciful, slow to anger and of great kindness." There is that mixture, that contrast, that yes, the Lord gets angry. Yes, the Lord prunes, but yet the Lord saves. The Lord, our God, is with us. So that great text from the prophet Isaiah, chapter 7, verse 14, in which the maiden will give birth to a child, and the child's name will be Emmanuel, Immanuel. God is with us. So whether we think of the mystical workings of the Lord in our lives, such as mapped by John of the Cross, or whether we just look at how the Lord has worked in our own lives, or even if we don't see visibly sometimes the Lord at work in our world, what we know is that there is only the one Lord, our God, who tells us, "Fear not, I will help you," which we find revealed so often in the New Testament in the words of Jesus, "Fear not." So let us, let Advent renew within us our hope, our longing, our desire, our knowing that whatever, God is with us, that God is Immanuel, and that the Lord is gracious and merciful. And what more do we need to hear than to repeat to ourselves, "The Lord, our God, is with me."